Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk a little Penguins with Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield. Jay's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. He's brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, you're joining me, but more importantly, you're joining Bob Pompiani. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you today?
We're good. We're good. I went to the game last night. Night, and I got to tell you, Jay. It was, forget about the result, it felt to me in the building like nothing was happening. It was sort of a careful, don't let anybody score, almost passionless game. I'm not saying they didn't play hard, but it's Columbus.
Yep.
It should be like the backyard brawl. It should be like a playoff game. It just didn't have the feel of that. It had a feel of a modern-day NHL game, the worst kind, where the coaches choke the life out of it and everybody's careful not to make a mistake. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. It's first of all, I do believe, and you're right, we're trying to make about it being Columbus and a rival. The talk about it being close and rivalries with the rivalry that we still see, and Philly's even less when teams aren't relevant, and then it's hard to see. I felt what you're talking about too. When you come in the building, even the building, the life in the building was flat, right? So, I mean, this is a game. This is what the concern about that game for me was last night. You're playing Columbus. You've been on a road trip. You come back. Your first game after a trip. You're playing Columbus, and you have Edmonton to follow up next. I'm not saying they looked ahead. I'm just saying it's an easy one. And the fan base alone was the same way. I mean, they're trying to get them. They're behind. But it's just the atmosphere was that way just in the building, let alone the play you talked about. It was a flat first period, not a good first period. If you don't have the Crosby line doing what they're doing, it's difficult. And I'm not saying there's other guys that aren't doing their role. Fourth line, they do the same thing each and every shift. They get out there and they bust their tail. The third line, I thought we'll pull Yarvi back in the lineup and Hayes. You see what they're doing. And again, there is some energy with that. But after that, if you don't have Crosby doing what they're doing, it's difficult, right? It's difficult. And you gave away an extra point to Columbus. And you could tell by Mike Sullivan's interview at the end of the night, guys, he's not happy with what they're seeing. They know they gave away any kind of room that they had for mistakes. Went away when you had the start that you did.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
And Jay, I think the same result on the road against Florida and Carolina, a little bit different in that, you know, those are two pretty good teams and they in one came back to force and get a point. But yeah, this is one of those. They got some young players on Columbus who I really like. But I want to ask you about why is it that Tristan Jarry has this thing about first shot, first goal. It's happened repeatedly. And listen, some of them are really good shots, some. But it just seems like it's maybe a mental hurdle with him now.
Yeah, I have, Bob, it is. I don't know the exact numbers on it, how many times this has happened.
I think it's
six. It is amazing that it's that's amazing to me. And again, I think your point that you said it too, like, are some his fault, some not. I mean, they made a great play last night and they scored, but he wasn't. I don't know. It is amazing to me. I don't even have an answer for that, really. It's a little bit of breakdown, first touch, he doesn't get the first save, and then he puts it together and stays solid. I mean, usually if you saw him completely fall apart, but that didn't happen, and they got to him late. I don't know what it is, Bob. I don't know. It's difficult. And I think to have a real flat period and not really – it's not what I think – everybody was hoping they started to play better hockey. They're playing better hockey, and then you just have a run where you're giving away points here and there. They've played against some tough teams and they've hung right with them, but last night's a disappointment because I think the part that's disappointing is that we've been talking about that you're you're even up with Columbus right now. Look at the lineup. I mean, that Zach Werenski has 45 points from the blue line going in the last night, and he has not the lineup. There's young guys. There's some young, talented guys, but they're hardworking. And the season that guy's put in together, they come away with the 2 points, and they leapfrog the Penguins. So if it goes back and forth like that, that's fine, but certainly the bright spot. You see the Crosby line doing what they're doing. They're very, very good. I said before, I said it last week probably, they've been the best line in hockey and what they're doing. And Raquel with a great comeback season for him.
Yeah, no question about that. Two sniper shots there. Great move by Crosby behind the goal to set him up with the second one. But, you know, Sidney Crosby is an amazing person. And we talk a lot about him. Everybody knows what he represents, what he is. He's been as consistent as anyone, never, ever in any situation that puts a franchise in jeopardy or himself. And yet he works on things that he feels he needs to improve. I remember several years ago I'm sure he still does now, but this face-off thing. When he started, he wasn't what he was now or what he is now in terms of winning, but he set the all-time record for face-off wins. For a guy who's already established himself and 18 years into his career, to see the little things that for him are often big things, I don't know what else you say about Sidney Crosby that already hasn't been said, except I admire that willingness to work and get better no matter how good you are.
Yeah, I agree with that, Bob. I mean, certainly the longevity is a part of that. The ability that you're out there. I think the idea of taking draws and the pressure that – I say pressure, but it's part of the game. But guys who are good at draws, I mean, it's you're put in positions where you need to win one and you have to win one. And there's a lot that goes into that. There's a grind to it. There's a talent to it. There's an art. It's a skill set. And to be on top of that, again, first of all, you need all that. I talked about you have a long career. You're put in those positions and you're relied on. And again, another phase of his game that he's made, he's the best at. So, I mean, he's at the top of the list. And I think if you watch him, guys know what he's going to do, and he still accomplishes it. You know, so, yep, Bob, it's a tribute to him as an athlete and how he goes about his business. And he's still, like, putting up the numbers. I think when you get to watch him, ISO on him, the one-on-one battles, the play that he sets up. So we get to see the play on Raquel, but it's the little things. He does that all over the rink. And now when there's a goal scored, then you really get to see it. But that play was the way he took the wall away, then used the back of the net and blah, 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 and great backhand feed to Raquel. But, yep, that good.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can communicate with Sean, don't call me, Seth Myers on the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I don't know, Jay. Maybe I'm old and jaded here, but I don't feel old. I feel very spry today, as Bob would tell you, right from the opening soliloquy. I went to a hockey game last night, had wonderful seats, thanks to this guy I know named Donnie, not Donnie Football. I might have seen an odd man break, maybe one great save, maybe two, zero big hits in the game, very little hostility. I wanted some hostility.
Normally, this provides it. Columbus coming into town, we've had these crazy moments.
No fight. I didn't see a fight. I feel like I went to, I don't know what. I guess the bottom line, here's one thing for you and Bob both. Would you guys like to see hockey go to 4-on-4 for the third period? I would.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, look, let me go back to what you were saying
before. The NHLPA would. They wouldn't want that.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. And the purists, hockey purists, I understand what you're saying there, Joe, but I'll say this. I'll go with this part. I'm going to go back to what you're – and you mentioned that in the opening in the first question. I kind of danced around a little bit. I talked about the fans and the building itself and what it was like in the building. But I agree with what you're saying. There's no because I don't think that rivalry's ever been built up with Columbus at one point, right? Number one. Number two, the Penguins, Columbus has a fighter. That Olivier for Columbus is one of the best in the game. There's just no takers on this side. And nothing even happened in that game to even warrant it, like you were just mentioning, Joe, right?
Yes.
There was nothing in that game at all. So it was back and forth and who's trying to get 2 points. And you could see Columbus with a minute and a half to go. They wanted to make sure they got 1 point, right? They just held on to the puck.
They held on to the puck, and then at the end of the other period, there was a scrum that lasted 15 seconds, and then everybody booed when Columbus just held on to the puck for a point. The game stunk.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. I think the player, I'm going to tell you, you're in the middle. This is the dog days of winter, right? This is the long part of a hockey season for players. It's long. It's, you're 41 games in, you're playing game 42, whatever the number is, like last night. And it's a grind, right? And they're up and down, but you thought with them having this good pushback, starting to play better hockey, that they need to get on a roll. And again, there are some nights when the game is flat. And that game, to me, was flat. I feel like you did. There were some opportunities. The Penguins were better in overtime. Their goalie played well. And then we see what happens in the shootout. The Penguins were better in the third period. But the funny thing is, they were better in the third period, and they had the lead going into it. And that was their better period. I think Mike Sullivan even said the same thing. Like, they gave up two goals in that situation. I will say one thing. I thought it was the worst. That slash call to put them on the power play
against Lazat.
By the way, it doesn't change anything. Yeah, I don't get the call. I don't get the call at all. I really don't. They're grown men playing a game. I didn't even see anything there that like Lazat is like a dog on the bone. He's going to go after stuff all the time. That's how he plays the game. That's how he steals pucks. That's how he forces the play. I don't get that call, but that does still not take away from the idea of what you're talking about, Joe. I'm just saying that call was horrendous, and I certainly try not to be the guy that's blaming on the refs each and every minute, but that call was terrible. But the bottom line is, they get on the power play and they scored. So it's funny how your game's going. I said, it's like a golf game, Joe, Bob, right? One day, your driver's good, but your irons aren't. The next day, irons are good, your driver's not, and maybe your putt. When it's a blend. Now the Penguins, the PK has been letting them down the last couple games. They needed a kill. They didn't get it. So, but I still will say the worst call. The refs called that game like it was a bunch of, you know, little kids playing a game where it's no contact. I didn't get it at all. So that's what I felt with that call to me. And they put them on the power play late in the game. So I don't understand.
But they also took advantage of it. Like, to your point, the Penguins needed a kill off and they couldn't do it. Since you brought up golf real quick, I know you didn't see the TGL thing, the new concept that Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy have started with investors like Steph Curry and Shohei Ohtani and many others who are intrigued with this game of golf, as you are, Jay. Did you see it, or have you seen it, Joe? You too. I mean, this is a phenomenal kind of thing that will take golf, I think, to a different level. It combines golf with all the stuff that young people like, which are bells and whistles, all kinds of matrix things, you know, digital upgrades on every possible shot. You create courses. I think it's pretty interesting. I just wanted to get your thought.
I didn't see it. I'm going to watch it. Like, I can go back and watch it today. But I've heard a mix about it. I've heard a mix. And it's probably – but I think what you're touching on, Bob, is like for the fan – to get the continued growth of a game.
Yes.
You talk about all the bells and whistles. It has to kind of go that way. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. What was your opinion about it?
I thought it was fantastic, just because it was a course created by Jack Nicklaus design people, and it was dealt. You know, it's a simulator type of approach. You create your own holes. You see it out there. They actually have greens,
but with real putting.
But with real putting, they have greens that maneuver. It's just.
It was more interesting than I thought it would
be. I haven't seen anything quite like it. I think it's interesting, and people will want to play it and watch it. If they watch it, they'll get hooked on golf. Isn't that the way they should be?
Speaking of which, Jay, I'm well into planning. You, myself, Bob, and Mario to Hilton Head for 4 days. Bob's treat, and maybe, I don't know, 80-some holes of golf. All right? So I'll keep you updated.
Keep me posted, Joe. Mario will love to hear that. I'll give him the update, all right?
Thank you, Jay.
All right, Jay.
All right,
great day.
You take care.
Very generous of you, Bob, to treat for that.
Wonderful, yes. It'll be a fun time.
I think so. So, yeah, that was pretty cool last night. I thought, why would I want to watch somebody hit golf balls like that, like I like hitting them inside.
But it's not a square little, I mean, it's a massive... The ball, you strike it, it goes
right
into that.
And it was cool. And then the putting was really cool. And the chipping, they did real chipping.
With sand?
Yes.
And they maneuvered it around. I've never seen.
I liked anything. It.
I do too. And I think young people who might not otherwise be interested in golf might look at this and say, yeah, you know, it's a digital kind of thing. I like digital stuff. Let's give it a try.
All right.
Sean, do you play golf?
No, I really need to try to get into it. It's tough, though. My fear is when you're not a good player, you don't want to ruin everyone's experience if they are decent
players.
Well,
Joe didn't care about that. He ruined many.
Oh my
He's
God,
a different
Bob,
breed.
That hurts. That really hurts.
I'm just kidding. Joe has adapted quickly, and now he's better than me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, Bob.
I see your handicap.
Are you guys going to Oakmont?
My handicap
Did I hear that?
Stinks.
Yes, we have an offer by a friend of ours named Greg who's made that possible. And he said we're going to do it. And Joe, I'm telling you, that is going to be one heck of a day.
Man,
The putting will...
I just am so beyond excited for it, Bob. Yeah. Seriously. If
well, you'll
that
have
happens,
a real-life caddy who will be telling you exactly where to hit the ball.
I know.
And when it goes in, sometimes you feel like, I didn't earn that. He told me I wouldn't have done that. It's not my putt.
No, that's mimicking real-life golf.
Right.
You have a caddy and you walk the course.
Right. No, you'll love it.
All right, Bob. Coming up, Mark Cabali at 12:30. But first, this Ravens-Steelers game is filled with bigger picture stories. I wrote about this in the Post-Gazette today. I want to have this conversation with Bob and with you about legacies, futures, contracts, reputations. There's a lot of things on the line here. George Pickens, a great example. Like if he has a great game compared to if he disappears again or freaks out again, what does that do to his future? Russell Wilson, the perfect example. This guy balls out and has a great game and leads them to a win in Baltimore. Then you start to think again what we were all thinking a month and a half ago, which is he's a lock for a contract. Right now, I'd say he's a lock for not a contract moving forward. And if he stinks again, let's say he gets pulled from the game, then it's impossible to imagine him being with the Steelers next year. That kind of thing, plus legacies like Lamar and off seasons and what's going to happen. There's a lot here that we're going to talk about next. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's a Joe Burrow rookie card this week. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right. Bob, I'd like to tell people about FanDuel. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge, is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat SGP, you combine your bets from the same game for a chance at even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't win, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we get to watch five straight days of playoff football, but there's five chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 plus present in Pennsylvania, opt-in required, minimum three-leg parlay required, refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.